What's going on, everybody? Happy Thursday. Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets powered by FCN. I'm your host, Chris Meany. Thanks, as always, for taking the time to hang out. Busy night in the NHL. 13 games. There were 14 scheduled, but Vegas and St. Louis postponed tonight. But still, lots of action. No FTN stream today, hockey. A couple things got mixed up, but I wanted to give you guys my thoughts and my picks, and I'm going to share this with all the FTN subs out there. But this is a free version, of course. You're watching, you know this. Mean Streets is an absolute free show, and a lot of hockey on this show moving forward. Lucky enough to do a show on the Mayo Media Network three times a week with multiple guests. It is a fantasy hockey picks and bet show. That's actually what it's called. I'm on there Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, thanks to my buddy Pat Mayo. On Mondays, Eric Young and I break down the week that was in fantasy hockey and take a look at the week to come with four game streams, top 10 ads, drops. But for the most part, it's just a straight up picks and bet show. It's absolutely free. Head on over, subscribe Mayo Media Network, subscribe on iTunes. Mayo's been giving away $100 here and there just for you rating and reviewing and giving 5 stars over on iTunes. So don't be afraid to leave your email. So check out that show, Fantasy Hockey Picks and Bets. Tomorrow I'll be with my buddy Cam Stewart, who is pure gold. This guy is comical. He's hilarious. He knows his hockey. He knows his betting. And he always has a story or two that will make you cry because you're laughing so hard. He really is that good. And then Wednesday, alternating guest, talking bets and picks. This week has just been weird for me. You know, Tuesdays and Thursdays, still the show. 13 the games with the one postponed on each day now, but Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with just one game, 2-1. It's been a little light on the bets and the picks, but we're just still having some fun giving some picks and some bets out there and talking some season long out for those who are, you know, playing season long fantasy hockey. So this show here is going to be a lot of hockey moving forward. It really is. Starting with today, 13 games. Just wanted to get a show out there and just give you my thoughts and my value article with my stacks and picks and fades live right now over at ftndaily.com. If you're looking for a sub, ftndaily.com/pricing to get involved. Russ Prentice, his cheat sheet is absolutely phenomenal. We did a video with him last week, and I put it on our FTN YouTube page if you want to just get a sneak peek of what he does every day for the subs on a daily basis. FanDuel, DK cheat sheets, top line, stacks, values. All kinds of great stuff from Russ. So shout out to him and that phenomenal cheat sheet. The subs seem to be liking it. But let's get into today, episode 26 of Mean Streets, the Jeff Petrie, Rasmus Dahlin episode, Blake Wheeler, 26. All three of those guys rocking 2-6 in the NHL. Peter Stastny back in the day, right? 2-6. Patrick Gilliash, Martin St. Louis, a lot of good players to rock 2-6 in the NHL. So I'm going to kind of rapid fire through these games, recap with my favorite props, picks, and bets for the day, and my favorite DFS plays. So we'll start up at the top here. 13 games, a lot to get to, so I will rapid fire through this, guys. Pittsburgh and Boston. We have the Bruins as home favorites here tonight. So let's take a look. Minus 125, Pittsburgh 105 plus money. The under, or the total, is 5.5. I lean slightly to the under. This is a game I'm probably going to stay away from a betting standpoint. My big takeaway here today in DFS and in bets that I'll tie into everything is, well, still no David Pastrnak on that top line. Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand together. Jake DeBrusk is not going to play, so Craig Smith is getting a boost here on the top line. I wrote him up as a value. He's 4-1 on DK. He's 4-4 on FanDuel. He has goals in back-to-back games, multi-point showings in his last two games as well. 13 shots over his past three games. He's only played four games with the Bruins. You know, this was an off-season addition. He's a streaky goal scorer, but he's really going to get an opportunity here over the next couple of games. Pastrnak is really close to returning, but look for him to get 17-plus minutes again. That's what he played in the first of two here between these two teams tonight. Nick Ritchie, also a value, someone to consider in daily. He has points. He's got 2 goals and 5 points in his past 3 games, 4 of those points on the power play. So he's getting the opportunity to play with Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand on that top power play. He doesn't play 5-on-5 with them, but that's a significant boost to play power play with them. And the Penguins, just looking at natural stat trick right now, I mean, they're top five in, they're fifth in goals against per 60 minutes at 5-on-5, 2.98. So they played in a lot of overs so far this year. Boston's a little tight. I would fade Sid and that top line, Sidney Crosby, Jake Guentzel, and Brian Rust on the top line. If you want to get ultra contrarian, you're playing multiple lineups, I'd maybe take a look at the second line. Jason Zucker hasn't done a whole lot, but he did have a good game in the first of two here between these two teams. He showed up. Malkin has been invisible. Kapanen is now on that second line. So maybe that's the way I would go, just to be different. You got to keep in mind, if you're in contest with multiple entries, people are playing 150 lineups. Like, everybody is going to have probably the top line in Boston. They're going to sprinkle in the top line in Pittsburgh. They're definitely going to have some exposure to the top line in Colorado. As I said in our last stream over at FTNDaily.com, when there's a lot of games like this and you're playing multiple lineups, you need to get involved with the second lines. You need to have some exposure to what I had said was that second line in Colorado. Everyone's going to have McKinnon, Rantanen, and Landeskog. Of course, you should. Everybody should have those. If you're only playing one lineup, you know, maybe you need to fade that line, because everybody is going to have a piece of that line. Brandon Saad was a line, you know, with Kadri and Burakovsky, that line I threw out there. So just try to think outside the box. You're playing multiple lineups. The multiple lineups really are not for me. I like to play GPPs in tournaments. I like to play cash. I like to play one max entry or three. I don't like to compete with people playing 150 lineups. It's just not my jam. But I like Craig Smith tonight. I think he's a value. I lean with the under in this game and maybe Pittsburgh on the upset. But this is a game, for the most part, I am staying away from. I'll give you a prop. I'll give these props, actually, as I go through. And then I'll recap my favorite from FTNBets.com. So I got Craig Smith here, 2.5, plus 110, DraftKings Sportsbook, bet 365 for those north of the border. You can get Craig Smith at 2.5 shots as well. So I like that. It is not plus money over there. It is minus 110, so still decent. Craig Smith, as I mentioned, 13 shots over his last two hockey games and getting promoted on that top line. So there's not really a whole lot else I'd like here from this game. Matt Grzelcyk's going to be back in the lineup. He's 4-7 on DK. I don't mind him, actually. I think he's going to take his top spot back on the power play. So that those are two guys that I like. But I do like Bergeron and Marchand. Right, I mentioned the struggles for the Penguins, just keeping the puck out of their net, and just overall, I mean, I just take a quick look here. I mean, they play, like I said, they played the over quite a bit. 9 goals in the first game, 7 in the second, 7 in the third, 9 in the fourth, 7 in the fifth. So the last two games have been 5-5, but even still, like, they've been playing to the over quite a bit. But I don't think the over is the play there. I just feel like the Bruins, that top line is real nice. Get involved with Nick Ritchie and Grzelcyk. We got Halak starting tonight. Not my favorite goalie on the board, but he's interesting if you want to play multiple lineups. But he's definitely not even a top five for me. So I would just avoid maybe this game in general. You can get contrarian with Pittsburgh's second line, but take a look at that Boston top line tonight. Moving right along here, the Rangers and the Sabres. These two teams played just the other day. Taking a look at the 5-5 numbers, you know, heavily favored the Buffalo Sabres. The Buffalo Sabres, you know, they've been real stingy so far this season. Real stingy. And they're not giving up a whole lot. We finally saw Jack Eichel hit the score sheet. He had the most shots on goal without a goal heading into Tuesday's action. And he put a puck in the net. You know, the Rangers are a team that's given up a lot of offense. They have not been scoring. I think if you're getting involved with them, it's contrarian. I need to see it before I do it myself. You know, Adam Fox is a nice value over on FanDuel. He's a fade on DK. He's too expensive. I really like Mika Zibanejad as a player. It's just not there yet. I just haven't seen it. So, again, if you're playing multiple lineups, you can get involved. If you're just 1-3 lineups tonight, I think you fade the Rangers. I like the Sabres, though. I like that top line of Jack Eichel and, you know, Taylor Hall and Sam Reinhart. I think Rasmus Dahlin is really cheap. Rasmus Ristolainen is the guy that's been a little bit better lately. He's the one showing up on the score sheet. Dahlin finally showed up on the score sheet in his last game, but 4-2 on DK is just too cheap. He's just such a good defenseman. His first 2 years have been really good. He's just snake bitten right now. He's not getting any points, but the ice time is still there. I mean, you look at the back of the hockey card, it's still there. I mean, everything. I mean, 4 shots last game, 6 shots. He has 2 shots in every single game. He's logging a lot of ice time. Just the one game, he had 10 minutes of ice, but everything, you know, 24, 21, you can expect him to get anywhere from 17 to 22, and he could flirt with 23, 24, still getting a top, you know, top power play time too. So don't really love this game. Going to move on from it. Philadelphia and New Jersey. I didn't give a prop. I'll give a prop for that Buffalo game. just take a look at DraftKings Sportsbook, Buffalo, and the Rangers. You know, not really a lot here that I like. Dahlin, 2.5 shots, plus 130s. Zibanejad's 3.5, plus 100. It's just juiced up a little bit. Like Eichel and Hall, these guys are all at 3.5. So I don't think there's really any need to force it. But I do like Jack Eichel tonight, you know, Prize Picks. I like the over. I have that free article over at ftndaily.com, free Prize Picks article every day over there. If you want to get involved, FTN, use that promo code. They'll match your first deposit up to $100, 100% first deposit match. So, you know, you could take some shots first goal with like Hall or Eichel or maybe Zibanejad, but I'm not going to get involved with these shot props. 3.5 is not a number I really like to get involved with. So we'll move on to Philadelphia and New Jersey here. Got a lot of tabs opened. There's 13 games on the go. So Philadelphia, New Jersey, we got the Devils plus 1-35. I like Philly on the money line. I like them the first two times these guys played. No, Mackenzie Blackwood doesn't look like he's going to start. You know, anytime Blackwood plays, I'll probably shy away from the team playing Blackwood because I really respect him. I think he's a good goalie, and I'll take the under. 5.5 here tonight. I'm not into the under, but I like the Flyers. And I like the Flyers overall. Like, they're one of my favorite stacks here tonight. New Jersey, among the leaders in 5-on-5 save percentage, but I think they're going to regress. I think we saw a little bit of that regression in the last game, actually, when, you know, the Flyers won that game 5-3 against the Devils. Provorov had the 3 points. You know, a lot of people over at FTN, we really liked that second. I mean, you could call it the second. You can call it the third line. They roll through lines. It's fine over in Philadelphia. But still Giroux, Nolan Patrick, and Konechny, all three of those guys, fairly cheap, especially Giroux, 4-3. I know he's not a volume shooter, so he's not a guy I typically like to play over on DK, but he's got 6 points in 7 games. He's had, you know, 3 shots is probably the ceiling for Giroux. He's a pass-first guy. He did have the 3 shots in the last game. He had the 1 power play assist. He's got 2 power play points in his last 3 games. And the best thing about that line is that it correlates because they all play on power play. Like, that's the way for me. That's my strategy on DK, especially in tournaments. I think you want to get involved with 3 or 4, get that defenseman involved there. So you could do a stack of maybe Konechny, Giroux, and, you know, you could get Voracek. James and Riemsdyk's been really nice as well. But Tim Patrick, or Nolan Patrick, rather. Nolan Patrick and Voracek. You know, actually, what I would do here is Giroux, Konechny, Patrick. I like that trio. I like that trio, and then they're going to be on the power play together, and they get Provorov in there as well. But you can mix and match a couple different Philadelphia guys. Voracek and JVR are really hot, but no, they'll be popular even on a 13-game slate. Completely off of all the Devils, although I do like Jack Hughes, his over his shot prop total over 1.5. Nothing really here on the Flyers side of things, even though I like them from a shot total thing. Like Giroux 2.5, I won't do it because, like I said, pass first guy. Travis Konechny, 2.5 shots, plus 150. That one I can get behind. Hughes has actually jumped up. At 365, I seen him at 1.5, minus 180. Now he's 2.5, plus 120. I can get behind that. He's off to a really good start. I like that one a lot. I do like Carter Hart in this matchup. The Flyers are not the same defensive team with Sean Couturier out of the lineup. But, you know, I do like Carter Hart at 7.8. I like that price quite a bit. Islanders and Washington, I don't really like to get involved with the Islanders. They don't score a lot of goals. Even with Washington missing Alexander Ovechkin, Evgeny Kuznetsov, Ilya Samsonov, and Dmitry Orlov again. This is the final game, I do believe. We'll see all four of those back, those four of those players back for Washington this weekend. There's a lot I like here from the shot prop game. I do like Backstrom. He is plus 135, 2.5 shots. I never really want to get involved with Backstrom. He reminds me of Giroux, pass first guy, but he's really been strong over these past 3 games. He left last game with an injury. He's going to play, just confirming. Yes, he is good to go tonight. And, you know, he's really picking up the slack with some of these guys out of the lineup. He's got points in 3 straight games, 2 goals and 4 points over that span. 3 shots, 6 shots, 3 shots. So he's getting a lot more ice time, right? Somebody has to pick up the slack for Ovi and Kuznetsov out of the lineup. And it has been Backstrom, and it's been John Carlson, and it's been Justin Schultz. So all three of those guys, if you can find Schultz, I haven't found him. Your book may offer Schultz at 2.5 or 1.5. I would get behind it. John Carlson minus 125 at 2.5 shots. I like that quite a bit. He's just, like I said, he's just been involved, man. Like, he's playing all the power play. You know, Ovi always plays the full power play. Like, he's, I mean, 28 minutes and 24 minutes over the last three games for John Carlson. He's got points in four straight games. He had a goal and 2 points in the first game between against the Islanders. He had five shots on goal. He's got, quick math, 14 shots in his past three games. So a lot of ice time. Backstrom, same sort of deal. And Justin Schultz. Schultz is a value. He's written up in the daily piece here today. What do I got here for Schultz? Yeah, he's 3-3 DK. He's 4 on FanDuel. He's got a goal and 2 points in back-to-back games, 9 shots on goal over that span. He's played north of 20 minutes in each of his past two games as well. So into him, and I'm just off of the Islanders altogether. Like, I don't suggest a Washington stack, and I'm not really on them in DFS, but Schultz is a guy that I would play in DFS, but I would take all the overs on their shot props. Like, Varlamov has been really good this year, so I don't suggest stacking against him. Tampa Bay and Carolina. This is a game I'm fading. I like the Tampa Bay side of things. Carolina dealing with COVID. They haven't played in quite some time. Teuvo Teravainen's not going to play. Jacob Slavin not going to play. Both of those guys, big part of Carolina's offense. I like the under here. I think it'll go under the total. But like, I'm just off of. Usually I like to get involved with Tampa. I have a bit of respect for Carolina, even with those two players missing from the lineup. But I will go back to the shot prop game. It's all about the shot props for me, if you haven't noticed. It's much like football. There's just a little bit more success with the props. The totals have been great over at FTN. I'm plus money over there, plus units with the totals, with the props, and with the sides. But I just feel like there's a little bit you can predict the shots a little bit more, right? The ice time and the shots and the totals rather than the win or taking a team on the puck line. Braden Point, 2.5 shots, minus 112. I dig it. And Stamkos is juiced up, minus 182. I don't suggest it. You can get Stamkos involved in a parlay, put McKinnon in there. He's minus, 180 or minus 190. Get to him in a little bit, 3.5 shots. You can put Stamkos in there. You can put McKinnon in there and get a little bit more value. Parlay those heavy juice shot prop totals. And I like Svechnikov at 2.5, minus 112 for the shot. So those are the props that I like. From a DFS standpoint, though, I'm pretty much staying away. I don't hate going with Stamkos or Point or maybe getting involved with Svechnikov or Vasilevsky, but I'm just going to move right along. Florida and Columbus is an interesting game to me. I don't really like to attack Columbus. I have respect for their defensive game and their goaltending, but there's a couple players that are just underpriced in this game. And Florida's wide open, not going to see Bobrovsky in net. He stinks again so far this year. We're going to get Dragger in net tonight, but there are a couple guys I do like. Alexander Texier is 3-7 over on DraftKings. Texier is a guy that I touched on quite a bit in my article on Monday over to ftnfantasy.com. He's part of a four-game stream. Plays on those off nights, that what I like so much. He's going to have a game, I believe, tomorrow and Sunday. You just have to make those tough decisions in season long on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays when there's 10 to 14 games. You want to have games, especially in a head-to-head format, you want to have games, you want to have players that play on games on the Wednesday and the Friday and the Sunday, the odd games, to just get the advantage of your opponent. But TXA has been great. 4 goals, 6 points, 12 shots over his past 6 games, averaging 20 minutes per game over his past 3. 10 minutes of ice time on the power play over his last 3 games, over 5 minutes in the first game against the Panthers. He had a goal, 4 shots, and played 20 minutes. He's playing with Oliver Bjorkstrand, is a guy that I really like. If you have been following my work, I love Bjorkstrand. So those two guys I like quite a bit in DFS today. The Panthers, just they play this wide-open style, a lot of goals in the games that they play. So I like Texier. I like Seth Jones. I like Bjorkstrand. Even Domi is cheap, but he's a pass-first guy. I don't want to really get involved with him. But again, if you're stacking power plays, he's on that first unit with Bjorkstrand and with Texier, and they get Seth Jones in there as well. This is a team I'm going to like. When Laine gets on there, they're going to score some goals. A lot of their players are underpriced because they don't score a lot of goals right now. On the Florida side of things, I like Carter Verhaeghe, three games now. He's got 5 points, a point in all three of those games. He's got 9 total shots. He's playing with Barkov on that top line. Again, I'm not into stacking Florida, but as of one-off, 3-7 on DK, I'd like it quite a bit. 19 minutes in his past two games. He's a scorer. I mean, he's scored everywhere he's played, basically. And he's getting an opportunity in the top six, right? Florida lost Hoffman. They lost Dadonov, Duclair, and Verhaeghe getting an opportunity on that top line with Barkov. So I'd like that trio a bit and going to continue to move along. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're betting, I probably won't bet that game at all. I'm not into it. If I had a side, it would be the under. Calgary and Montreal, the Habs are red hot. They took 10 of a possible 12 points to start. Six-game road trip to start the season. I'm off of them tonight, though. I feel like they should roll against Calgary. They're such a deep team. Nick Suzuki's the only forward on the Knights team who's averaging more than 16 minutes per game. That's really unheard of in the NHL. You can go through every team, and there's one player on a team that's, Scheifele and Matthews. And every team has one player that's averaging over 20 minutes. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure 85% of the teams in the NHL have one player, a forward, who is just getting massive minutes. I mean, I'm not going to roll through it right now because I want to get through all the games. But that's the problem with going through the Habs and, stacking the Habs. We're going to have Dave Riddick in net tonight, not Markstrom. Maybe that's a plus. Markstrom hasn't played all that great. But the Habs are rolling four lines. They look good rolling four lines. They're scoring at will, right? From all four lines, Corey Perry gets inserted last time. He has a goal and assist. It's just you're getting a lot of so that's what makes it hard to stack, right? It's just they're going to continue to roll through four lines, and when they get up in games, it's just going to continue to happen. But if I were to pick a couple Canadians, it would be the Nick Suzuki line with Jonathan Drouin and Josh Anderson. I like Suzuki on the power play with Petrie, Weber. Anderson's not on it. Drouin is on it. And then Toffoli. Toffoli is just so expensive now. He was 3-9 on DK just last week before the hat trick, after the hat trick. All three games against the Canucks, he was 3-9, 3-9, and 4-1. And now he is 6-4. So a bit of a fade. I'm going to fade this game in general, and I'm not going to bet the Habs. I think you could maybe get involved with Calgary. There's something to be said about a first home game after a long road trip, a six-game road trip that took about 2 weeks for this team. And now they go back home, I like them overall as a team. I think they're one of the most improved teams in the league, and they're definitely probably the deepest in the NHL. But I'm going to just fade that game altogether. I think you could get contrarian if you're going to do Calgary. There are some shot props I like. If you're going to do Calgary in a contrarian stack, just make sure you have Matthew Tkachuk and Fulhoft, not because he absolutely snapped like a baby the last time out, just because his shots have absolutely been there. Not seeing a shot prop for him on DK, but I do see one over on Bet365 for those north of the border. You can get Matthew Tkachuk at 2.5 shot prop. I would take the over on that. So yeah, the Habs are -125. I mean, Vegas is onto it too. They were -125 on the road. I like the under though, 6 goals. That's probably my favorite bet there after Matthew Tkachuk. I take the over on Josh Anderson's shot prop too as well, over 2.5. So keep on going here. Keep on trucking. I did tell the FTN subs I'd keep this under 30, and we're almost there right now. But we're getting through it. LA, Minnesota, this is how we get through it. We just pass. We fade that game altogether. Had the under on Tuesday. I like the under again. That's an under play. I think you can get involved with both goalies. Jonathan Quick, 7-2, is a really nice price. I was on Pettersson. Peterson just, when these two teams played in the first game, it was a 2-1 win. I like the under, and I like Quick and DFS. Dallas-Detroit, nothing on the Detroit side. Dallas, they don't score a lot of goals. Don't know if Roope Hintz is going to be there. Sagan, Ben, these guys are out. I like the under. I like Dallas and the under. It's really juiced up. You can get Dallas and Colorado at plus money if you parlay those two teams together. Pavelski's red hot. Klingberg is hot. Gerionov is hot. And Radulov, not as hot, but, that's the four that I really like. I would get involved maybe in DFS multiple lineups, but I just don't see a lot of goals scored there. I'd take any over on Radulov, Pavelski, Gerionov, and Klingberg on any shot props. You can get them all 2.5. I like those quite a bit. Yeah, that's it. I mean, I don't even really want to get involved with the goaltending there because I just don't know if Detroit's going to get a lot of shots. It took them like 12 minutes to get one shot last time, and it was a goal. I mean, if they're only going to get 15 shots and they find a way to get a couple goals, it's not really going to be worth your time at the juice price on DK. San Jose and Colorado, love it. Was all over this on Tuesday. I know a lot of people were. Right? It was this coming out party for the Avs. I mean, the Sharks are just, they're just so bad. They're just so brutal defensively. Just listen to this at 5-on-5, according to Natural Stat Trick. The third most shots against, the fifth most scoring chances, the seventh most high danger chances, the sixth most shot attempts, and the third highest expected goals against per 60 minutes. That's all 5-on-5 numbers. You got to get involved with this top line, and you got to try to find a way to be unique. You can go Colorado and then spend down on the Flyers or spend down on Columbus. That's a way to get involved, and some of these other values that I'm throwing at you, like Craig Smith, Texier, Brendan Saad is a way to get involved and be different here. So Saad was 2-9. He's 2-8 after his best performance of the season on Tuesday against the Sharks. They just dominated. It was 7-3. The Sharks actually had their fair share of high danger chances themselves at 5-5, but the game was out of hand at that point. 7-3 final. Rantanen, his shot prop again is 2.5. It's unbelievable. I bet him over 2.5 every single game this season. 5 shots, 4-3-6-2-4-4. So I've gotten in every game but one. He has a goal in every game but one and a goal in 6 straight games. Man, this guy has been unreal. So I like McKinnon as well. His shot prop is 3.5. So like I said, it's a little bit juice, but you can put him involved with somebody else that's kind of juiced up there. But, you know, McKinnon, the goals haven't really been there. He's got 2, but he's got 9 points in 7 games. Look at his shots, 6-4-4-5-2-5-4. So he's, even though it's 3.5, he's gone over, but I see 4.5 on DraftKings. That's a bit of a yikes. I don't know if I would do that. But you get involved with McKinnon, Rantanen. Kale McCarr is an absolute value. I mean, he's 6K on DK. He should be 7K. I mean, he should be a 7K defenseman. Right, he's coming off a 3-point night. He's got 2 3-point games so far this season. He's got 8 assists in 7 games. He's a stud. You want to get ultra contrarian? You can get in there with the Sharks, maybe with Hurdle or Couture. It's not for me. I like Colorado quite a bit. Just get different tonight, right? Don't be afraid of Burakovsky and Saad, and then get Kale McCarr and Devon Taves in there. Bowen Byram is cheap. You can get involved there. He'll save you a little bit of dough. Anaheim in Arizona next. I like Connor Garland's shot prop, though. It is 2.5 tonight. Let's just see what Garland has done. He just gets a lot of ice time, right? I always take the 2.5 with him. 6 shots last game. He's got a game with 7. He's got a couple others with 4 and 5. So over 2.5, Garland played 21 minutes in the first game. It was a 1-0 final. I like the under here again. It's one of my favorite bets. I'll recap my favorite bets at the very end. But I do like the goaltending here, and I like Gibson. Gibson is finally a little bit more, 7-9. I mean, the way he's been going, he should be way more expensive. He started the season 6-8. 6-8, 6-8, 7-4, 6-9, 7-1, 7-6, and now he's 7-9. He's coming off a shutout. He's got 2 shutouts. He's got a 1.67 goals against average and a .948 save percentage. He's 3-1-2. Neither of these teams score a lot of goals. The under is the play, and I like John Gibson. I'm just going to continue to roll with Gibson. I just don't see a lot of offense on either side here. St. Louis and Vegas, they are postponed. So just 2 games to get to. Wow, we're getting it done. Edmonton and Toronto. Man, the Oilers are brutal. They're just awful defensively. You can go up and down. I'm just looking off to the side here. Oilers, 3.03 expected goals or goals against per 60 minutes at 5-on-5. That is number 4 in all of hockey. The expected goals, top 10 as well. I mean, what, shot attempts, the Corsi, it's just top 5. They're more bottom 5, whatever way you want to look at it, in every single category this year. I'm starting to feel for McDavid. I mean, as a Trout guy, I'm starting to feel for Trout too. These guys are like the Spider-Man meme. They're just pointing at each other. I mean, both teams just wasting the talent. Connor McDavid, 35 shots, 5 goals, 7 assists. What are you going to say? I mean, but look at the last couple games. 10 goals, 7 goals, 6 goals. Only 4 in the first meeting against the Leafs. and then the underplayed in the both games against the Habs, the overplayed in both games against Vancouver. You know, when these two teams played earlier in the week, it was 3-1 and 4-2. The overs didn't hit, but don't be shocked if the over hits tonight. I mean, both of these teams can score. They play wide open. Frederik Andersen has been really good. That's the reason maybe I would lean with the under, but I like the Leafs tonight. I like the Austin Matthews line. I like Matthews and Marner, 8-4 on DK, 7-3 for Marner on DK as well. Pass first guy, but, you know, get involved with both of those guys and have some exposure to that second line, right? Tavares is 6-4, Nylander is 5-3. Those guys are underpriced, especially with a matchup against the Oilers. And I don't hate the Oilers. If I were to choose, I would pick Drysdale over McDavid because you save yourself $1,000 on DraftKings. But they're very similar in price on FanDuel. So I would actually go with McDavid over Matthews, or over Drysdale rather, on FanDuel. But definitely get involved here. Jesse Puljujärvi is starting to come on. He's been playing with McDavid over the past couple of games. The shots have been there. The goals haven't. He's got 13 shots over his past two games, but 17 minutes and 15 minutes over his last two contests. Kaylor Yamamoto with Drysdale, right? It's Yamamoto, Drysdale, and then, you know, if you can squeeze in maybe Puljujärvi and McDavid, those four, they're not all together on the power play, but it could work out. The guy to play is Darnell Nurse. He's just too cheap, right? I mean, Barry's lost his top spot already on the top power play unit. He hasn't looked good. Nurse is 4-5. He got 3 assists in his last game. He has 5 points in his last 4 games, 2 power play assists in his last game. He played 29 minutes in that last contest. He is averaging a healthy 24 minutes per game. I really like Darnell Nurse. Moving forward, don't be surprised if he's like a 6K defenseman. He's really going to jump up in price. So, like some goals. Like the Leafs side more than the Oilers side. But I like goals in that game. And then Ottawa-Vancouver, I like goals in this game too. This is the third straight meeting between these two teams, and Vancouver has outscored them 12-2. I thought Ottawa deserved a little bit better. I think they put 24 pucks on net in the opening period against Vancouver. We're going to get Braden Holtby back in the net tonight. I don't mind him from a DK standpoint. He hasn't been all that good, but he's 8-3. Ugh. I probably won't get there. But I do expect Vancouver to win the game. I will lean with the over. If you bet the over yesterday, you didn't get it, but darn, man, it was real close to getting there, because Vancouver has, like I said, they've just been doing their part, outscoring teams. They played the over in almost every game. I mean, let's take a look, right? I mean, you can't quote me on every game, but let's take a look. First game, 5-3, over. Second game, 5-2, over. Against Calgary, 3-0 was under. Then Calgary again, 5-2, over. Montreal, 6-5, over. Montreal, 7-3, loss, over. Montreal, 5-2, loss, over. Edmonton, where they played Ottawa, 7-1, over. And then last night, 5-1. So you could have got the push if you got 6. So over in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 of 9 games the Vancouver Canucks have played the over. The defense is not good. Ottawa defense is not good. A lot of goals. Both teams in the top 5 in high danger chances allowed. Shots against allowed at 5-on-5. Vancouver's allowed the third most. Ottawa the fourth most. And then goals against too. It's the same deal, right? Ottawa 4.09 goals against per game is number 1. And Vancouver 3.18 goals against per 60 minutes is number 1. I like to look at that kind of stuff, especially when I'm betting in DFS, and high danger chances against, I love to look at that as well. Vancouver has allowed the second most high danger chances, 13.19 per 60 minutes at 5-on-5, and the Senators just 12.65 per 60 minutes at 5-on-5. So who do we attack? We attack the Canucks, and don't shy away from Ottawa either. There's some value there. I like Norris and Batherson as cheap guys for Ottawa. Norris scored last night. I think he had 7 shots on goal. And then Vancouver, JT Miller's is too cheap. He's 5'8", Besser's 5'6", and then Elias Pettersson is 5'9". Horvat, I'm fading him. Pettersson is back on that top line with Miller and with Besser. That's the way to go. That's the line. I watched the game last night. They looked phenomenal together. And Vancouver didn't start off hot, even though they scored all those goals. It was really Pettersson that got them going. Pettersson and Miller and Besser. So Pettersson has 2 goals in his last 3 points in as many games, 9 shots over that span as well. He's going to get the top power play unit. It correlates. They play together on a line, and then they play together on the power play with Quinn Hughes mixed in there and Bo Horvat. So get involved with that Vancouver line. Wow, that's it. Those are the 13 games. So I'm going to recap my favorite stacks and my favorite plays. So my favorite stacks tonight in the NHL, Colorado, Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal, Philadelphia. Again, Montreal is tough. You target the power plays. I would go Suzuki, Drouin, Petrie, and you could get Toffoli mixed in there, or then take a look at the other line with Tatar, Brendan Gallagher, and then Romanoff, right? Get involved with those power plays, especially in tournaments. That's the way to do it. But Colorado top line, second line, make sure you get Makar in there, Kadri, and don't avoid Burakovsky or Saad. Toronto, it's that top line. I like Matthews. I like Marner. I like Tavares, Nylander, Morgan Riley. Get involved with that second line for sure. Vancouver, it's the Pettersson line. Make sure you get Quinn Hughes, Miller, and Brock Besser. Philadelphia Flyers, it's the Giroux. I like Giroux with Konechny. I like Provorov. I talked about Gostisbehere last episode, but I don't know if he's going to get in, but he's still fairly cheap. Didn't really do a whole lot, but he returned value at 2.5. I believe he's like 3.2 tonight. Yeah, so those are the stacks. Couturier stacks, Columbus, Ottawa, Buffalo. My fades, not playing Crosby against Bergeron in Boston, not playing Kopitar. I just don't like the total of that game. I think the under. I've yet to see it from the Rangers. Guys, if you want to play 15 lineups, then play the Rangers. If you're playing three, avoid guys like Panarin, Buchnevich. They're just too expensive. Adam Fox and DK, too expensive. You want to get ultra contrarian, you play Mika Zibanejad or Alexi Lafreniere. Has yet to have a point, but that's how you get involved and you'd be, you know, totally different there. Sebastian Aho, not going to do it against Tampa, and Evgeny Malkin. It's just a contrarian play, but I would fade him on FanDuel. He is just too expensive. So my favorite at center, let's roll through on the way out here and just get through the recap of what I'm feeling at center. So McKinnon, Matthews, those are my top two guys I would pay up for. I like Eichel. I'm not going to avoid Draisaitl and McDavid, but if I'm a DraftKings player, I would go with Draisaitl over McDavid. So those are the top centers. Pettersson is that value at 5'9". Love it. Suzuki at 5'7". Also like it. And Josh Norris at 4'8". Those are the guys for me. Over at the wing position, I'm kind of fading the top of the board besides Rantanen and Marchand. Those are the guys I like up at the top. Taylor Hall, I can get involved if you're doing the Buffalo stack with Eichel, and then you get Rasmus Dahlin in there and Reinhart. But Marner at 7'3", I like. Landeskog at 7'2". Going down the board, Gerionov 6'2", he's kind of priced a little high, but I don't mind it. You get involved with Pavelski and Klingberg on that power play. You throw in Radulov in there, but you know, I think Dallas wins, but I think it's like a 3-1 game. It could get to 4-1 or something like that, and maybe it's just that top line. If they're scoring, it's probably those guys who are scoring. But JT Miller 5'8", Brock Besser 5'6". Absolutely love those prices. Bjorkstrand 5'1". Didn't mention Texier at center. I like him as well. Wingers, Drouin 4'5". It's not for everyone. Doesn't really shoot the puck, but he is playing with Suzuki, and he's on that top power play, which has been rolling. Burakovsky 4'2". Nick Ritchie 3'9". Oh, yeah, Craig Smith. Craig Smith is a great play tonight with Bergeron, and he is 4'1". On DK. So I know people are always asking for, you know, 3K guys. I mean, Puljujärvi's 4'3". Craig Smith, I mentioned 4'1". I mean, I'm down into the threes now, guys. Hoglander 3'8". Don't mind that one. Duclair 3'7". Not a whole lot. Kyrou I would like, but that game is, it's postponed. Oh, yeah, Brendan Saad, 2'8". There's a guy for you that's under 3. Dylan Cousins, 2'7". That's basically it. My dog's a Dylan Cousins fan. He just barked at that ridiculously loud. I don't know if you heard it. All right, defensemen, before we get out of here, and goalies, running long. Still got some time. Carlson, if you can get there, 6'9". As I said, he's just logging a lot of ice time. That's the guy I would spend up for. Petrie, 6'5". I like him, but my favorite defenseman is Cale Makar at 6K, and then Quinn Hughes at 5'9". I like both of those guys. I just feel like Vancouver, Colorado, like these guys could get to 5 goals tonight, and I want a piece of the power play quarterbacks on those teams. To beat Couturier, Devon Toews, 5'6". He's a little expensive for my liking. Riley, 5'3". Grizzlick, 4'7". Like him. Nurse, 4'5". Hronik, I would normally like, but not a low total game. Dahlin, 4'2". Dig it. Ty Smith has been good, 4'1". He's got a point in just about every game as a rookie. He's a guy that's trending up, getting power play time. Not bad. Don't love the price. I would just rather spin up for Nurse or just go to Dahlin there. Cheap guys, Justin Schultz, 3-3. Cheaper than that, like Gossesbear's 3-2. Just double check to see if he's going to get in the lineup. Bowen Byram, 3K. Dig that price. And yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, there's no real need to get down here into this price range. No need of it. Goalies, let's go up at the top. Grubauer, if you can get there, 8-5. Just not going to see a lot of rubber. I don't hate Vasilevskiy, 8-4. I was thinking about fading him altogether. Just 8-4, I mean, it's okay. Holpe's fine. He's going to get the W most likely, 8-3, but I'm just not going to pay for him. Kemper is okay, 8-1, but I'd rather Gibson. I'm getting into 8 below here tonight. Gibson, 7-9, going to have a lot of exposure to Gibson. I do like Elvis Merzlikins at 7-7. I don't mind that price. Jonathan Quick, I like at 7-2. And Carey Price is okay at 8-2, but I'm just off of him. I get a little bit of a bad vibe. And there's something to be said about, a home game after 6 on the road. So the goalies that I like, Carter Hart's probably my favorite, 7-8. I like him to get a W. Not that that matters, but I do like him. It does matter. You're going to get points, but usually I want a goalie who's going to face a lot of rubber. I don't know if you'll see a ton, but I like Carter Hart at 7-8. And then I like, it's just Gibson and Quick. That's kind of my goaltender pool. If you can get to Vasilevskiy, you can get to Grubauer. I don't hate it. I don't mind those guys at all. All right. That'll pretty much do it. I'll rattle off my favorite bets and props on the way out here. I'll start with the shot props. Mikko Rantanen at -148, 2.5 shots. He just continues to do it every single night. Backstrom, 2.5 shots, +135. I mentioned just no Ovi and Kuznetsov. Normally, I wouldn't get involved with him, but I'd like that one just because of the ice time he's getting. John Carlson, 2.5 shots, over -120. So McKinnon on DK is 4.5. It's a little high, but 3.5 on Bet365 and other spots, -175. I like that. You can get him involved in the parlay. Stamkos and Braden Point over 2.5 shots. Matthew Tkachuk over 2.5 shots. Elias Pettersson over 2.5 shots, 110. You can get involved with Brock Besser as well over 2.5 shots. Craig Smith over 2.5 shots, +110. Connor Garland over 2.5 shots, +120. I don't take under 2.5s. I just like the overs, 2.5. And anytime I see 1.5, Jack Hughes, I like that one as well. Colorado and Dallas are in a parlay. You can get them DraftKings Sportsbook +110. Detroit and Dallas under 5. LA, Minnesota under 5.5. The Ducks and the Coyotes under 5. That's it. If you want any more picks and bets, well, you just got to subscribe over at ftnbets.com. A lot to unravel. Thanks for taking the time to hang out. 13 games on the ice. If you're part of the FTN family, well, thanks for being part of that family. Appreciate you. Hit me up in the Discord chat. Leave a comment in the YouTube section. Please subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff. If you do have a comment in the YouTube section, whether it's a DFS, a bets, or anything, I will scan it before puck drop and I'll get to it. So thanks so much. I'll talk to you guys soon. Cheers.